Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. Guys, it's Friday, it's July, and I just remembered on the previous podcast I kind of started thinking about the sales and how peaceful it is this period of the year. So this is what I wanted to discuss on this episode. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bus, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. Well, I have a funny thing that sales always have an excuse, different excuses, but continuously have good excuses. So June comes in, they're like, well, you know, summer is coming, there's not many sales, and June, July, August, well, people are not around, so you cannot get things done. Then you have September, could be October, well, it's a nice month, but they just come back from holidays and they are thinking about our solution or stuff. And then you have November, December, well, Thanksgiving Day, New Year, people are in a celebration mode, sales is a bit slow. Then you have January, well, post-New Year, things are still slow. Also, November, December, well, it's end of the year, their budgets are exhausted, they don't have the money and stuff. January is, well, Orthodox Christmas is in January, and it's the beginning of the year, people are now planning for the next year, so they are not spending money. And when you think about it, it's like, well, is there a good month in sales? And it's funny because I kind of disagree. I think that every month is a strong one. What people stop spending money in July and August? Yeah, but some of them are on a holiday. Okay, but do you know how big is the world? Does the whole world go on holiday? Even if they go, they have shifts. Like one team is going on holiday than the other one. But interestingly enough, I've realized that this is the period where I'm doing the audit of our sales process. So in July, I wanted to use this month to actually nail our B2B sales process. And by nail, I know that, yeah, the sales team have a bit less work because less people are responding and everything. But still, that means that now is the right time where we can sharpen our weapons. And now is the time when we can optimize our process or enrich them or change them or optimize them or A/B test them. But now is the time to do strategic thinking and optimizations of a process. You don't want to start optimizing your sales in the middle of everybody are coming and people are buying and it's madness. You want to do it when you have a more peaceful period. Maybe for someone, September is more peaceful period. Maybe for someone, other companies, is December. But for me, I think July would be now ideal. So I'm actually committing now that the whole July I'll focus on B2B sales. I'm like, I have so many additional things that I need to focus. But my point was that over the course of the month, I'll become a consultant of B2B. And as a consultant, I'll start auditing it. It's like, okay, when we're talking about sales, it is quite simple. You have lead generation process up to the meeting. Then you have a sales process, which is a meeting, proposal, and follow-up, and kickoff. So it's like three stages sales. Regardless from which sales channels on the lead generation part, you can have multiple channels, like whether it's from, I don't know, from freelancing words or from events or from LinkedIn or from email. That just leads. The moment it becomes interested, we move them to a meeting. So closers do the meetings regardless where the source of the lead came from. And then we have the proposals, and then we have the closure and the kickoff. So my goal was that over the course of the next few podcasts, I'll go deep into each of the lead channels that we're using and what was it, what I'm changing, and what I think we can further change. So for those of you who are thinking on how to optimize your sales strategy over the summer, well, I think I will give you some inspiration and some ideas on how to do it. So first, I think I'll start with a freelance platform, but that should be a separate podcast. But for now, I want you to consider about your sales process. I mean, how many lead generation channels are you utilizing? Because it's like a tree, because you use a funnel, it's officially, but it's like a tree. So you use 1, 2, 3, 5, 25 lead generation channels, and then they all merge into the sales process, because the moment they are interested in having a meeting, you add them in your CRM, and from there you take them to a single sales process. Yes, you can have multiple services, you can have multiple proposals, but it's the same sales process. And the process should be a meeting is scheduled, meeting is executed, a proposal is sent, reminders or clarifications, and then it goes to the kickoff. So bear with me. I think I'll record a few more podcasts in the B2B sales process, especially in July. So hope you'll find them useful. That's all I have for today, guys. Do have a great day, and we stay in touch. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.